It's showtime, ladies and gentlemen.
Weekday mornings from 4 till 7, a man in a studio with headphones on. The Early Bit with Chris Moyles.
Melody, jollity, hilarity.
The Early Bit with Chris Moyles. 97 to 99 FM. Radio 1.
Oh, bless your heart.
Ninety-seven to 99 FM, Radio 1. Reef, place your hands before that. Fat Boy Slim with Everybody Loves the Carnival. Ram-a-lam-a-lam-a-lam-a-ding-dong. In the house. And very good morning to you if you just joined us. A bit like Jude, who joined us about, I don't know, 10 minutes ago. From the land of the dead. It's Radio 1, that big 30th anniversary. Today it's 30 years of Radio 1! 30 years of Radio 1! Tony Blackburn started off in the morning, and 30 years later, me, Mark and Lard. Oh, how things have gone downhill since those great hurly-burly days. So, Jude and I were at the party last night, weren't we?
Yeah.
You used to have a little yawn there.
Sorry.
Simon wasn't at the party last night.
No, I was in bed.
And is also miles away from the microphone.
I was in bed asleep.
Move the microphone so it's near you. There you go.
I was in bed asleep.
Still can't hear him.
Where were you last night?
I was in bed asleep.
Were you in bed asleep last night, by any chance?
I was in bed
asleep. Okay, what were you doing last night, then? Let's see if anybody else had as exciting night as we did last night. What were you doing last night, Simon?
I was in bed asleep.
Okay. 0500 1700. I don't want lies, I want the truth. What were you doing last night? I was watching Saba Mayo get very, very drunk for a lot of the night. That's what I was doing last night. But what were you doing? Let's find out. 0500 1700. Call us up. And the best one wins a signed picture of Terry Wogan and a bit of Simon Mayo's beer. If there's any left that didn't go in his tummy.
Round and round and let it go. And I'm here to let you know.
Two calls, it's pathetic. All three now. Todd Terry, something going on in my trousers. Do you know what that is, Clive? Excitement from last night.
Woo!
What did you do last night, Clive Warren? What did you do last night, Simon?
I was in bed asleep, Chris.
Can I relay Bones' story?
Oh, you gotta let me just explain to people know Bones by now. Bones, the man. Assistant. The man, the night man here at Radio 1. The man who makes the night time at Radio 1.
Correct.
Why was he there? I didn't see him there last night.
No, he wasn't there. You see, what happened is, no one really knew where this place was. It was a part of London that, you know, you just don't sort of know about. You know.
Common area.
And he got up there on the train and he thought, well, I'll ask for directions when I get there. And he come out of the tube station and asked for directions. Oh, yeah, it's just down the corner, down the road. And he followed the directions of all these people and he couldn't find where the party was.
Oh.
So he walked about 4 miles, gave up and got the bus back to work. This whole thing.
That's great.
That's terrible, aren't you? That's terrible.
God bless it. And then you pile in and go, oh, what a fantastic night.
Fantastic night, I know.
And then everybody piles in off the coach about 1:30 in the morning. Oh, I am a great night. Oh,
I love you.
And then I was very surprised to see there's no gravel in reception when I came in. Because normally, like, after work's dues, there's normally a bit of gravel and a smell in the reception area. I think you know what I mean
by
that.
I know what you mean, yeah.
And there wasn't. I was very, very impressed, actually. Nobody gobbed up. Do you know, that's what I was saying. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. Nobody, you know, right.
We know.
So what was everybody else doing last night? 0500 110 100. Stuart in Didcot was playing chess.
Hey.
Lee from Wolverhampton was fixing burglar alarms. Alan from Barnsley was practicing to be as good as I am a DJ on the radio.
Right, okay.
And Gav and Stu are still decorating Chesterfield and have been all night. They're decorating in Chesterfield. Oh, they'll be there for months, won't they? Oh, is he not decorating Chesterfield, just decorating in Chesterfield? Okay, right, see. 0500 110 100, what did you do last night? Was your night as exciting as watching the boss of BBC Radio, Matthew Bannister, getting more and more drunk as the night went on, kissing men on the cheek?
Yeah, you're on the contract.
Did you have a good night last night like Clive Warren and I watching Tim Westwood, the cool rap man, going, I'm going to go home, I'm knackered. That was a great... couldn't believe it. I never thought I'd see the day when that would happen. 0500 110 100.
Now why you want to go and do that, love, huh? Now why you want to go and do that,
Janet Jackson, Got Till It's Gone. Neil from Hull put an automatic chain oiler on his motorbike last night. That's what he did. I snogged Jane Middlemas.
No.
Not snog, not tongues. But we did kiss. Simon Didcot went and fed old people as part of his community service. There you go. Jeff and others in Devon were totally naked in the middle of the moor. That's quite similar to the party last night, actually. Although I was very surprised to see that there was no in-work bonking going on, as far as I was aware. I didn't see any boffing going on whatsoever last night at the party.
No,
very, very disappointed.
No,
now Jude's looking through the lessive to go, I did later. Although she did say that she did... well, what's the word? She did say that somebody was a bit of a dirty old perv who works here. And she said, does... X name of person who works radio and always try and get off with everybody at parties when he's drunk.
Who?
I can't possibly reveal.
Mouth it to me.
I can't possibly reveal.
Mouth it.
I can't.
Oh, go on.
I've forgotten his name. What's the name of the bloke who does all the music who works with Jeff Smith?
Oh, Chris.
Yeah, Chris. Oh, no, I can't.
The Mark Radcliffe Breakfast Show.
The Independent on Sunday has it. The band they're calling the New Brown Source unveiled their crypto situationist sonic art terror statement, fiercely destabilizing outmoded paradigms of good music by rejecting the blinkered capitalist emphasis on melody, talent, attitude, looks, and rehearsal. We split up on Friday night. The band has brought the Shy Horses are no more.
Due to musical indifference.
Sings like an angel, looks like a pork pie. Bjork, it's so quiet, and it says on my little log, beware of Bjork's final shh right at the end. So she's like opening a pop, fizzy pop, right at the end of a heavy recording day. Oh, my. News next, and then more music and talking on 30 years of Radio 1. Where's the love? It's in about 8 years' time for you, Hanson. Just after your pubic hairs appeared. It's 4:30. It's 97 to 99 FM, Radio 1.
New music first. 97 to 99 FM, Radio 1.
It's the last day for handgun owners to give up their weapons to the police. From midnight tonight, anyone caught with an illegal weapon faces 10 years in prison. Investigators have carried out a reconstruction of the crash which killed Princess Diana and Dodie Fayed. The scene of the accident was sealed off and the wrecked Mercedes placed against a tunnel pillar which it struck. Young Caribbean men are three times more likely to be suicidal than their white counterparts. A report by the Policy Studies Institute also shows they're twice as likely to be clinically depressed. The study's author is James Nazareth.
Rates of unemployment are higher amongst the Caribbean population, that their incomes are lower, they live in rundown inner city areas and things like that. So it could very well be that the circumstances in which Caribbean people live can lead to them believing that life isn't worth living.
The number of young people with meningitis and septicemia has doubled in the last 2 years. Today, campaigners are launching a national awareness drive. The first stage of a court ruling will be made today on whether Southwest Trains discriminated against a lesbian couple. One of the women works for the company but was denied a travel pass for her partner. Radio 1 News Beat, I'm Ian Pannell.
Radio 1.
New music.
Radio 1.
Then.
To 99 FM Radio 1, 30th anniversary today. We're 30 years old. So, happy birthday to you if you're 30 years old. You never know. You could be. Check your birth certificate or something. But I forgot. And it was really weird because Clive Warren was, it was his birthday yesterday and he was 24. So, happy birthday to Clive Warren. 6 years younger than Radio 1. Sorry, 34. That's it, 34. 4 years older. So I'm 44, sorry. Oh, no, that's Mark Goodyear. Oh, no, he's 54, isn't he? So the one thing that was really bad about last night, I went to the party and everything, that was all fine, and blah, 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 and we're all a bit tired this morning, that's why we're not saying anything. We'll start the show at 5, by the way. I decided we're going to start the show at 5. We can't be bothered to do anything, we're just too arsed, to be quite honest. But I missed the EastEnders last night, and I was really looking forward to the return to Albert Square after all the shenanigans that went on in Ireland with the true-to-life view of Irish people by the BBC in EastEnders. Every time I go to Ireland, it is just like one big scene from Father Ted, isn't it? With drunken people running all over the place. Donkeys and ponies and whales wandering through the streets of the village. Marvellous. So, I missed it. So, if anything interesting happened last night on the telly, give us a ring and let us know. And then just tell us about it. And then save watching it, really. We get the best of both worlds. Out last night, got drunk. And then you tell us what happened on the telly. Best of both worlds, isn't it? 0500 110 100. So, what was on last night? EastEnders was on last night. Bill was on last night. Brookie was on last night. Corrie was on last night.
Was?
Yeah. What else was on? Jack Doherty's show was on. Nothing interesting is going to happen in that, though, is it, really? Well, you never know. Sam and Mayer was on it the other week, so who knows who was on last night? Does even Jack Doherty know? I would hazard a guess, probably not. It's 10 to 5. This is Babyface.
Was Moore.
Sorry, it's not Babyface. It's Was Moore. The Wizard of Oz or something. I don't know. Babyface, this is for the lover in you. Oh, aye. Whatever you want, mate. And it says on my little music log of information and tidbits that this song, Babyface, is for the lover in you, features LL Cool J, Jodie Watley, and Jeffrey Daniels. Now, as far as I'm aware, people called him Jeff Daniels, and he was a bloke from Dumb and Dumber. And he was also in Speed, I do believe. And I think I'm correct in saying Sleepless in Seattle. So there you go. Never knew he was also a friend of Babyface's. It's amazing what you find on this tidbits information sheet, isn't it?
Everybody online, looking good.
Log on to the Radio 1 website. Music news, playlists, interview bands, gig information, Shockwave toys, live mixes. Shows streamed, no downloading, feedback. To the station. Check out the website. www.bbc.co.uk/radio1/. Get involved.
I met the boss of the net last night at the Radio 1 party. Never met him before. He's called Jeff, and he looks like Alan Cummings, the actor, the Scottish bloke. You know the one? Yeah. Just double of him. But a lot camper, I found yesterday, as the night went on.
I sneak a bullet like a cheetah and get a call of the wild when I greet it.
Coolio, ooh la la. 4 minutes to five. Shed seven here. Yeah?
These things that I regret.
And good morning, everyone. Welcome to the exciting new sound of Radio 1.
Woke up one morning, half asleep, with all my blankets in a heap, and yellow roses scattered all around. The time was still approaching, for I couldn't stand it anymore, so Mary goes upon my eiderdown. I'm just sitting, watching flowers in the rain.
Here's this unusual record from Sly and the Family Stone that improves on hearing.
It's a family affair. It's a family affair. It's a family affair. It's a family affair.
One child grows up to be somebody that just loves to learn at all. Another child grows up to be somebody you just love to burn. It's a family affair.
It's a family affair.
Yes, where were we? Yeah. Yes, Radio Local with me, Dave Double X, and...
Okay, Dave, we'll come back to you later.
Hi, good morning, this is Radio 1. I'm Michael Jackson.
To 99 FM Radio 1 Supernatural's brand new single called Prepare to Land. 5 past 5, it's Tuesday morning on Radio 1. It's our 30th anniversary today. We're 30 years young, as it said on the television the other week. No, we're not, we're 30 years old. We'll be 30 years young. It's ridiculous. If you're 30 years young, you'd be minus 30, wouldn't you? And that would be impossible. But hey, we make the impossible happen at Radio 1. In fact, we make the impossible possible.
Oh, never mind.
But you know what I'm trying to say. So, we officially started the show at 5 o'clock this morning because the first hour of the show, we were all arsed and knackered. So we couldn't bother to do anything. So we started now at 5 o'clock and it's like a 2-hour show this morning instead of a 3-hour show. I get an hour off because I haven't slept all night and no sleep at all. So I've saved myself up to the 5 o'clock jump and then I'll go through till 7 and then I'll collapse on the floor in a heap. But it's all right, because Simon Mayo's used the studio, and he'll be so knackered when he gets in at 9 o'clock, he won't even see me. That's if he gets out of bed this morning, and I doubt that pretty much, the state he was in last night. Disgraceful. Call himself a Christian, he's a dirty, drunken bum, that's what he is. So if you want to play What's the Word or Words this morning, here's the celebrity clip, it's Coolio.
The lady, when he got her daughter, she brought him backstage, and when the little girl came backstage, she started crying. And I said, why are you crying? She said.
She said what? 0500 110 100. All you're going to do is guess what Coolio's on about. We chopped a word or words off the celebrity sentence, and you have to tell us what's the word or words that we chopped off. You ready? Here we go.
The lady, when they got her daughter, she brought her backstage. And when the little girl came backstage, she started crying. Mm-hmm. And I said, why are you crying?
Yeah.
She said.
What? What did she say? The little girl's crying. Coolio says, why are you crying? The little girl says, what? Up to you. 0500 110 100. Call now. Thank you. Mark Morrison, Return of the Stun Gun. Mac, sorry, that was really sick. I was reading the back of an old copy of Smash It from a few months ago, because I keep all the Smash It's copies, and it's really interesting, because it said, you go through all the new albums and stuff, and it says new releases, and Mark Morrison was one of them. Not a record, he'd just come out of jail.
You're on
Joe
Wiley.
Activated.
Access.
The music.
Some falling on my head, and just like the guy whose feet are too big for his bed. Stand by me, nobody knows how the way it's gonna be.
Up through to your new music transmission frequency.
97.2
Radio 1. The lady went and got her daughter. She brought her backstage. And when the little girl came backstage, she started crying.
No.
And I said, why are you crying?
Uh-huh.
She said...
What did she say? What's the word or words? We've chopped off words or a word. You got to tell us what it is. 0500 110 100. Call now. Be part of our 30th birthday.
All this talk of getting old.
And the drugs don't work.
You
listen to Clive Warren, he was talking about the Verve earlier on. I know that, because I was listening to Clive Warren earlier on. One big happy Radio 1 DJ family here. We all live together in the same house and, man, sleep together in the same disc jockey bed. When Simon Mayo gets out in the morning, Clive Warren's just getting back in. When Nicky Campbell's getting up, I'm just getting in. Sometimes Nicky and I stay and have a bit of a cuddle. Not often, but sometimes, you know, these things do happen. Oh, look, there's Pig flying past the Radio 1 studios there.
The lady went and got her daughter, she brought her backstage.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
When the little girl came backstage, she started crying.
No.
And I said,
yeah.
Why are you crying?
What did she say?
She said...
What did she say? 0500 110 100. She said... Blimey, it's Coolio. No, I don't know. She said... Seashells on the seashore. I don't know. 0500 110 100. That was a couple of little cheeky answers for you. Don't use them, of course. It's not like 3-2-1 where I give you the example, then you tell me the example is your first answer. I don't know how old you are. You probably won't remember 3-2-1. It was a TV show on ITV with Ted Rogers and Dusty Bin. You know, if you could win a big prize, like a car or something. If you got it all wrong, you'd win a bin. What a tight show that was. It's like, you know, at least on Bullseye, you get your bus fare home. You win a brand new bin. I mean, what are you going to do with a brand new bin? Wow, a brand new bin. And here's a stupid thing, as far as I'm concerned, right? You win a brand new bin. Oh, whoopee. What do you do with the old bin? What do you do? Where do you throw your old bin when you want to get rid of it? Stupid. Put it in a bin, but you can't put it in a bin, so what do you do? You put your old bin in your new bin and you throw it away, but then you don't have a bin anymore. I don't know. Ask your mum and dad about it. Ted Rogers always used to swear at the camera with his fingers as well. Disgusting, man. 17 minutes past five, we'll play What's the Word or Words next. Ocean Colour Scene, 100 Mile High City. This is 97 to 99 FM Radio 1. I'm the saviour of early morning radio, Chris Moyles. It's time to play What's the Word or Words.
The lady went and got her daughter, she brought her backstage, and when the little girl came backstage, she started crying. And I said, why are you crying? She said...
I've no idea, let's find out. Line 1, hello!
Morning, Chris.
Morning, mate. How are you?
Not so bad.
Fantastic. What's your name?
Rob.
Rob, all right. Where are you calling from?
Warsaw.
Where?
Warsaw.
Warsaw, all right. Okay, going to play the clip, then I want to hear your answer straight after it. Here we go.
The lady went and got her daughter. She brought her backstage. And when the little girl came backstage, she started crying. And I said, why are you crying? She said...
It's your breath.
It's your breath. Thank you very much. Stay on the line then. Bless him. Line 2, hello.
Hi there, Chris. It's Lee in Nestled on the Wirral here.
Hello, Lee. How are you?
Hello there.
Fantastic. Awesome. Right, here's your clip.
The lady went and got her daughter. She brought her backstage. And when the little girl came backstage, she started crying. And I said, why are you crying? She said,
because the homie shot the other homie, and when the other homies found out about it, they went home.
Right, okay. Good. Line 3, hello then.
Hello, Chris.
Who are you?
I'm Lee, but not that Lee.
Fantastic. Where are you then, Lee?
I'm in Hampshire.
Not in the other place?
Yes.
Right, good, okay.
The lady went and got her daughter, she brought her backstage, and when the little girl came backstage, she started crying. And I said, why are you crying? She said...
I thought I was going to see Julio Iglesias.
Thank you very much to the other Lee. Stay on the line. Line four, finally you. Hello.
Hello, good morning.
Morning, what's your name?
My name's Russ.
Where are you?
I'm York.
York, fantastic, lovely place. Where the sheds are from. Here we go then.
The lady, when he got her daughter, she brought her backstage. And when the little girl came backstage, she started crying. And I said, why are you crying? She said,
I thought this was Santa's grotto.
I thought this was Santa's grotto. You thought that was funny, didn't you?
I did think that was funny.
Why did you think that was a funny line?
Because it was funny.
But it wasn't as funny as line three, Lee. Lee?
Hello?
Tell me your line again.
I thought I was going to see Julio Iglesias.
Julio Iglesias. I think that's the winner from today's show, as far as I'm concerned. Not about you, ladies and gentlemen, but I'm going to go for line three. Lee, can you join us for the final on Friday morning?
I'll wake up specially, Chris.
Thank you very much, little cheeky devil you.
Okay, then.
And thanks for saying happy birthday to us.
Oh, happy birthday.
Yeah, it's too late now. No present or anything. You're useless. Just to make you feel really, really happy this morning. By the way, thanks to the What's the Word Awards contestants. We'll do it again tomorrow if you want to play. Just to make you feel really good and happy about yourself. On the front page of today's Daily Star, Tuesday, September 30th, 1997. Lagerlotte pub pals win the rollover twice. Four friends, we're all drinking the same pub, won two shares of the rollover lottery jackpot. They'd mistakenly picked the winning line twice. The bloke who's called Kevin is an electrician. He's 36. Put on the numbers for last Saturday's big rollover draw, and they won. They thought they'd won just over £1 million each. Camelot checked the ticket and then told them that they'd actually scooped a total of £10 million. Oh. And then here's a quote, right? Kevin said, I'll never forgive myself for making that mistake. So he thought he'd won just over £1 million. And then he gets told that they'd scooped a total of £10 million. Can we have a quote from you, please, Mr. Millionaire Lottery Winner? Yes, I'll never forgive myself for making that mistake. What are you talking about, forgive yourself? You just made yourself £9 million profit. Are you nuts? Come round and make a mistake like that for me, please.